Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
What I just watched unfold in the Oval Office was horrific and a degradation of what America is supposed to stand for. Donald Trump just met with President Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine for their second joint press conference over the past 7 months. Even though Trump claimed he would end this war on day one, we are now 7 months into his term, and Putin has gained more territory, Putin has gained more leverage, and Zelensky has been repeatedly bullied by this authoritarian administration. Trump said just last week there will be severe consequences if Vladimir Putin doesn't reach a ceasefire in Alaska. There was nothing reached, and there were no consequences. That is weakness, and that is deferring to Vladimir Putin about how we're going to end this war, how we're going to handle our elections. We're going to cover all of this, because in no reality did I think the second press conference could be as disastrous as the first one, but I would argue it was almost equally as disastrous as the press conference where Trump yelled at Zelensky. Trump literally spreads election fraud conspiracies in front of Zelensky, makes jokes about not holding an election ever again, and then Zelensky gets a really, really clever jab in at Brian Glenn, who made the joke about Zelensky's suit last time. So with no time to waste, let's jump in. My older dog is currently having an anxiety attack because it's storming outside, so I apologize for the distraction, but let's just start here. Do you guys remember a few months back when Brian Glenn said, "Zelensky, why aren't you wearing a suit?
Why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a suit? You're the highest level in this country's office, and you refuse to wear a suit."
This is so disrespectful and disgusting. You can tell Marco Rubio is mortified. J.D. Vance is sitting there, smiling. Marco Rubio hates this. J.D. Vance loves this, because J.D. Vance is a despicable person. The reason why Zelensky didn't wear a suit is because he's standing in solidarity with his soldiers. Let me just say, if Zelensky would have walked in there in a really nice, lavish suit, Republicans would have been like, "Look at him spending our taxpayer dollars on lavish suits." But what happened today was amazing. Zelensky sees Brian Glenn and decides to poke back at him. Check this out.
Brian, go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir, I've got a question for each of you. Yes. First of all, Mr. President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
You look good. I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's the one that attacked you last time. See, now he's...
I remember that.
No, my first question for you, President Zelensky.
But in the same suit. You see, I changed you.
Maybe yours is much better. Real quickly, upon peace, God willing, we get peace, are you open to holding an election in your country?
Yes, of course. We are open for election, yes. We have to do safety circumstances, and a little bit we need to work in the parliament, because during the war you can't have elections, but we can do security. We need, we need a truth, yes, everywhere, in the battlefield, in the sky, in the sea, yeah, to make possible for people to do democratic, open, legal elections.
So you say during the war you can't have elections. So let me just say, 3.5 years from now, so you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good. I wonder what the fake
news. You like this idea?
No. Speaking of news, I got a question for you.
Notice how Zelensky shakes his head after. This entire thing is just bizarre. It's absurd, and it's authoritarian. Okay, so let's just go back to the joke that happened a few minutes ago. Zelensky makes a joke at Brian Glenn and says, "You're wearing the same suit that you were wearing before." And if you notice, the entire room laughs. Marco Rubio, who was mortified last time, laughs. J.D. Vance is now laughing at Brian Glenn. You see Scott Bessent, you see Pete Hegseth. They are all laughing. Trump even leans over and says, "Good one, Zelensky." Honestly, it was a really good joke from Zelensky. He rolled through Brian Glenn. Brian Glenn likes to get these smug pot shots in when he's supposed to be asking a journalistic question. So Zelensky says, "I'm going to get one back." And it was a very fun, lighthearted joke. And I'm glad that that happened. But right after that happens, Zelensky talks about the fact that they had to suspend elections during the war. It's for very obvious reasons. You can't have people voting during a war. A lot of people have left the country. A lot of people are on the front lines. A lot of election interference would happen because Russia is trying to install stooges. You just cannot hold an election in the middle of a war. So then Trump makes the joke, so if you're telling me we're in a war in 3.5 years, we don't have to hold an election? No, that's not how it works. It's not in our Constitution. It is not in the U.S. Constitution that we have to suspend elections. And secondly, you're implying that we would be invaded. So Trump is implying here that he can just start a war with any country and then suspend elections. That's not how it works. First of all, obviously, our Constitution doesn't say that. But secondly, we have to be being invaded. That's a little bit different. If we were being invaded and one-third of America was occupied by another country, how the hell will we hold a free and fair election when a third of the country is occupied and, say, another 10% fled? There's just no way, no way to hold an election. I want to back up a second because then Trump begins to spread election fraud conspiracies that were told to him by Vladimir Putin. We have the Russian president who rigs every single election in his favor. He gets 90% of the votes. Giving Trump advice on our elections, on our election integrity. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump attacking our election infrastructure. The president of the United States is not taking advice from the EU or other democratic allies on how to pursue better democratic systems. He is taking advice from Vladimir Putin, then enacting that advice, then saying that in the Oval Office with Zelensky. After this, we'll talk a little bit about the actual negotiation and status of the war, but the antics in this meeting are so incredibly disrespectful to the people who are fighting on the front lines. Like, Zelensky is there to try to get a peace deal that you promised would happen, Trump, and instead of getting a peace deal, you guys make jokes, talk about authoritarianism, talk about mail-in ballots, like this clip.
You pushed out on social media.
Brian, go first.
You pushed out on social media about doing away with mail-in ballots and potentially electronic voting machines. Can you expand on that and how important
that is? Well, that's a very off-topic, just really quickly. Mail-in ballots are corrupt. Mail-in ballots, you can never have a real democracy with mail-in ballots. And we, as a Republican Party, are going to do everything possible that we get rid of mail-in ballots. We're going to start with...
By Republican Party, do you mean Russian Party? Because this is the exact Russia strategy. When you say we can't have a real democracy with mail-in ballots, it's the opposite. You can't have a real democracy unless everybody has an avenue to vote. Even soldiers overseas, even people who can't make it to the polling station because they're working or they have a disability of some sort. Every single person deserves to vote in a democracy, and here are the facts. Mail-in ballots are the safest way to vote. That's why Trump has voted via mail-in ballot multiple times in Florida. You can look it up. That's why Trump urged his supporters to vote via mail-in ballot. It is safe, and we have mechanisms in place to catch election fraud. I promise you. That is why the 2020 election was not stolen. The 2024 election was not stolen, guys. Come on. Like, here's an example I use. If there were... There were three fraudulent ballots found in a red state. These three fraudulent ballots made nationwide news because people thought it was proof of election fraud, but it's actually proof of the opposite. When three fraudulent ballots are found, that means the system is working as intended because it was found. It was flagged. They never got counted. They never even got through the system. We have mechanisms in place to catch voter fraud. What Trump is doing is muddying the waters, trying to confuse the American people, and honestly setting up a pretext to rig the midterms and rig the 2028 election. We just saw him make a joke saying, you know, if we're in war, maybe I just won't leave. Now, beyond the suits of it all and the jokes, and beyond Donald Trump's authoritarian nature when it comes to elections, I want to talk a little bit about how the war is progressing right now. Trump told Zelensky right before this meeting that he can never give up Crimea and he can never join NATO. I don't know who Trump thinks he is to give away Ukrainian leverage. For somebody who says he knows the art of the deal, he does not know how leverage works. You know what leverage is? You know what the smart play here would be? Is do the Trump thing where you're just vague about it. Say, maybe we'll let you into NATO. You know, just tell Putin, we're actually thinking about letting Ukraine into NATO. We've thought about it. That is how you give them leverage. That is how you spook Putin. The only way to end this war is to inflict maximum damage on Vladimir Putin so he wants to end the war. You inflict maximum damage by, you know, helping Ukraine, giving them intelligence, putting sanctions on Russia. At this point, Trump is pro-Russia before he's pro-America. He is Russia first. I'm not even joking. So, as it pertains to this war, Donald Trump's show of weakness in Alaska will have long-term effects, and let me explain why. When the president undermines his own word by saying, listen, Putin, There will be very serious consequences if we don't reach a ceasefire. When Trump says that over and over and over, and then there are zero consequences whatsoever, no consequences at all that does is incentivize, legitimize, and honestly excite Vladimir Putin. He's probably like, wait a minute, I can just skirt any consequences because Trump is too weak. And then the next day, Putin launched a massive strike on Zaporizhia in Ukraine. People died. Children died. Trump says nothing. Trump still makes jokes about Zelensky and about being a dictator. It is disgusting. And when Donald Trump's word means nothing, Putin now has the green light to go ham. We have seen hundreds of thousands, millions of deaths. We have seen 35,000 plus Ukrainian children abducted and disappeared. Vladimir Putin has committed repeated war crimes, and rather than stand up, Donald Trump genuinely literally rolls out the red carpet, claps for him, and puts on an entire show. This is weakness. This is not strength or diplomacy. This is weakness. Trump even has a moment where he's talking about the meeting with Vladimir Putin, and he says, you know, people thought it was weak that we met, but I actually thought it was strong. No, dude, what would be strong is standing up to him, freezing him out of the global order, and inflicting maximum damage. This is a separate clip where Donald Trump just misunderstands the question entirely. The reporter asks him, hey, Zelensky says Putin needs to end the war, but you say Zelensky needs to end the war. Who's right? And Trump's answer makes no sense. This is a cognitive decline moment if I've ever seen one.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last week you warned of what you called severe consequences if a 30-day ceasefire or any type of ceasefire were not agreed to by Russia. Will there be severe consequences? Does that change because of the
meeting with the president? I don't think you need a ceasefire. You know, if you look at the six deals that I settled this year, they were all at war.
Holy cognitive decline. He can't even answer the question about severe consequences, so he pivots over to six imaginary ceasefires. If you were such a good negotiator, you wouldn't have lost all of Ukraine's leverage over the past 7 months in the most reckless way possible. As long as Putin continues to see zero consequences for his relentless strikes, he will continue to strike even more relentlessly. As long as Putin continues to see Trump roll over and do nothing, Putin will think that he's emboldened. He can do it even more. And I want to leave it there. This is all disgusting. And Donald Trump's weakness in putting any consequences, any punitive measures on Russia, will lead us down a dark, dark hole. And Trump himself. The fact that he's saying, hey, maybe if we're in war in 3.5 years, we won't have to have an election. But the actual thing is, Ukraine's constitution says if they're being invaded, they can't have an election. It's a mess. We need to continue to relentlessly push back, because I fear that sometimes people on social media, my friends from high school, I see them liking these clips of Trump, but they're always the benign clips of Trump making jokes. For some reason, the clips of Trump being an authoritarian never burst through into the mainstream like they should, and that is our job, to continue to push back, push the message. If you want to join the movement, drop a like, subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.